Your Honor, may I have permission to treat Ms. Vito as a hostile witness?
Oh, you think I'm hostile? Now wait till you see me tonight.
Do you two know each other?
Yeah, she's my fiancé.
Well, that would certainly explain the hostility.
Welcome back to Butler on Business, and on the phone with us now is Mickey Fulp, the mercenary geologist. Jason, tell him a little bit about Mickey.
Well, Mickey has over 30 years of experience as an exploration geologist searching for economic deposits literally all over the world, and as you mentioned, he is the mercenary geologist. You can find Mickey at mercenarygeologist.com.
And he's out of town somewhere. How you doing today, Mickey?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
I'm great. You traveling today, huh?
I'm in Toronto this week. I was in Halifax over the weekend, enjoyed a few days off. And before that, I was up at Strange Look, looking at Quest Rare Minerals Rare Earth Project up there. So, yeah, I've been on the road about a week and a half now.
Tell the listeners who may not have heard your previous interviews with us what we're talking about when we use the term rare earth minerals.
Rare earth minerals are a group of 15 to 17, depending on how it's kind of broken down, elements at the bottom of the periodic table. They have unique electronic and magnetic qualities that allow them to be used in various high-tech discretionary items, I would say, such as cell phones and computers, and hey, they also have military applications, lighting applications, hybrid cars, wind turbines, etc. So they're somewhat critical for modern day convenience, let's say.
And we used to have a very robust rare earth mineral industry here in the United States, but didn't we kind of pretty much shut it down?
Well, we used to have Molycorp at Mountain Pass, and it was the world's premier rare earth deposit in Southeast California. The Chinese basically caused the shutdown of it in the late 90s, early 2000s, basically by coming in and cutting prices, and Molycorp became inefficient and sub-economic and shut down, but it's soon to be producing again. Toward the end of this year, it will be in production again.
Mickey, what's the market looking like for the rare earth metal elements right now?
Well, we've taken quite a dive over the last couple of months, exacerbated by the couple of market meltdowns and panics, short-term panics. And when that happens, people generally move out of their more speculative investments, and so that's happened in the rare earth sector. But they've come bounding back this week, but still trading somewhere about 50% of 52-week highs. But by comparison, they are probably two to three or even four times higher than they were a year ago. So it's a bit of a mixed bag right now.
So basically, we've just had a little bit of a consolidation.
It is a fairly strong correction is what I would call it. These very speculative stocks, and that's exactly what they are, tend to present buying and selling opportunities. We've seen that lots of volatility in the rare sector. So if you want to play in this sector, you need to buy on weakness and not go in at the top of the market.
Well, how do you play in this sector?
Well, the best way to play is probably the way I got in, was get in early. But if you're trying to come in the sector right now, it's simply a matter of looking at charts and looking at kind of market-wide trends led by Molycorp, and then trying to pick off some of the more probably what I would term the cream of the crop in the juniors. And for me, that would include stocks such as Quest Rare Minerals, Rare Element Resources, and Tasman Metals Limited.
Now, are the rare earth elements, are they economically sensitive, like copper, or are they monetarily sensitive, like gold?
Well, they're economically sensitive, and they are under high demand and very low supply because China controls the world market. China has put export quotas on and raised taxes and prices for FOB compared to domestic. So the real motivation for China is, although they monopolize world production at this point, there are significant mines coming on outside of China, specifically in the U.S. and Australia, which will tend to ease the demand, supply-demand fundamentals. But Chinese want end-use manufacturing, so they're using high prices and quotas to force manufacturers to move to China, because the real value of these things is in the end products. And so we see more and more Japanese factories moving to China. So the Chinese have been successful in that regard.
Mickey, on the other end of the spectrum from the speculators and the rare earth elements, it seems like with the economic and the financial market uncertainty of the last couple of weeks, people have really been flocking to gold as a sense of protecting their wealth. We've seen a huge run-up in gold. It's currently at $1,785.30 looking at it right now. What are your thoughts for the gold market going forward?
Well, I think gold is very overbought. Now, I'm not going to tell you gold's not going to continue to go up, because just look at a 10-year chart on gold and you'll see the trend. Obviously, it doesn't take a technical analyst to see the trend. So, continue to be a long-term bull in all precious metal markets. Gold looks overbought to me right now. It almost went parabolic last week, dropped back, but now it's come back. But what we see is smart money is taking money out of gold, selling and taking profits, and we even see that in the banks. They're hedging to cover some of the in-the-money calls that they've had, and also from leasing gold. We see dealer gold premiums at very low rates right now. So, you know, I know the place I buy gold, Colorado Gold out of Montrose, Colorado, we're looking at a 1.1% premium over spot right now for a Credit Suisse bar, which is my preferred way to buy gold. I'm probably a relatively short-term bear on the gold market right now.
We're speaking with Mickey Fulp, mercenary geologist. You can find Mickey at mercenarygeologist.com. Mickey, I've had several listeners email me about platinum. They think that maybe they've missed the gold train. It's had a tremendous run-up over the last year, the last several years, but platinum, at least over the last year, has been relatively flat. Can you maybe talk about the differences between the gold market and the platinum market and give your thoughts on platinum?
Sure. Well, platinum is one of these hybrid metals. It functions both as a precious metal, but it's mainly driven by demand from the auto catalyst industry. So it is, at times of financial worry, tends to be more of a precious metal, and in times of good economic demand tends to be an industrial metal. So what we've seen with a recent run-up in platinum, and it's trading at 1820 as we speak right now, and that's the highest since about mid-June. We've seen a run-up, I think, basically because of world economic conditions being somewhat flaky and in doubt, so it's acting more as a precious metal right now. However, there are some fundamentals of the market, and I've witnessed this lately. I'd like to buy a nice used car. My choice of cars usually is a Lincoln Town Car, and there just are none available right now. So we've seen a used car shortage in North America, which is positive for the new car market, and that of course leads to more demand for both platinum and palladium as for catalytic converters in cars. The platinum gold ratio is very skewed right now. It's approaching 1-to-1, and that is quite unusual. So in that regard, platinum looks for me as a better speculative venture right now than gold would be.
Well, Mickey, we certainly appreciate your time. It's been a pleasure, as always, to speak with you. hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Toronto.
And tell them one more time about Mickey's website and what he does.
You can find Mickey at mercenarygeologist.com.
Mickey, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to the next time, buddy.
Obviously a pleasure, Alan and Jason. I, too, look forward to our next talk.
Thank you, Mickey. Enjoy it up there in Toronto. Always one of my favorite towns this time of year.
This time of year, you're exactly right.
Okay, this is Alan Butler, Butler on Business, and we'll be back with some more on some past bubbles in world history. You